With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Whitefish-based Potter's Field Ministries says it no longer intends to permanently close its doors. The ministry ceased much of its operations this summer following allegations of psychological and emotional abuse. The ministry also faces allegations that it skirted state and federal labor laws. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
Potter's Field released a statement on its website this week that it intends to reorganize the ministry rather than shut down. The ministry closed all of its affiliated Mudman Burger restaurants in the Flathead Valley this summer and shut down its ministry training school and internship program. All that's left open is a donation program that helps feed children in impoverished countries. In-house counsel Sharon DeMiro says the ministry initially intended to hand off the donor program to another nonprofit and shut down. But she says both nonprofits that make up the ministry need to stay open for at least 2 years.
They have to stay long enough for people to bring civil suits. And that's a 2-year statute of limitations, so you can't just dissolve them, wave your magic wand and dissolve them.
No lawsuits have been filed so far. In its online statement, Potter's Field also says its board chair, Rob McCoy, will be stepping down. McCoy came in to help the ministry shut down after leaders Mike and Pam Roselle backed away from day-to-day operations. The Roselles are named in many allegations the ministry faces. They have not spoken publicly and are directing all questions to DeMiro. DeMiro says the Roselles still maintain their spots on the board and will help guide the reorganization of the ministry.
For right now, it's not broken. There's no need to fix it. So we're just keeping it as it is. And we're brainstorming, is there other ways to bring money in?
DeMiro doesn't think the ministry will be quite as big as it once was, but former Potter's Field workers fear that's exactly what will happen. Kenzie Kinney, who attended the ministry's missionary school and worked at its Mudman restaurants, says she almost threw up when she read this week's statement.
In that moment, felt like nothing was going to be changed, nothing was going to be different, and they were still just going to do whatever they wanted.
However, Kinney thinks that local media coverage of allegations against Potter's Field and ongoing investigations by the Montana Department of Labor and Industry will prevent the ministry from making a full-scale comeback.
I feel like that this community is so strong together and so supportive, and I feel like that bridge is just burned.
The State Labor Department is still investigating agreements Potter's Field had young adults it called interns sign. The agreements asked them to work 60 or more hours per week, with some of those hours being volunteered. The agreements may violate state and federal labor laws. If Potter's Field becomes liable for the claims, it could shell out nearly $120,000 in unpaid wages. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.